Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my darling co-host, Squirrel Rourke.
Hey, hi,
Squirrel.
Jackie. Hi, everyone.
We have a lot of questions tonight, but you're still welcome to send them in. If we don't get to them tonight, we'll get to them next week. And you can send them to Squirrel's email at squirrel@wyom, short for Wyoming.net. And Squirrel is spelled just like it sounds.
I think so.
Yeah, like the little fluffy-tailed animal that we all love. I'm not going to say anything more than that. So, tonight's show, Divorcing Yourself from Struggle. Sorry, everybody, that we're on late, but we're going to run up to the top of the hour. And don't be afraid to send your questions in, because I never know how much time the team is going to take and or not take. So if you're still dealing with struggle, isn't it time to get a divorce? Please, you think. I'm in the new world and still doing struggle. Oh, why? I thought things would be different. And tonight the team's going to do a really fun ritual. They're going to tell you how to do it. It's something you need to do at home on your own. But it's very powerful. It's also the same ritual that they do with divorce. And from a husband or wife, and personifying struggle. And I just want to say, when you hear it tonight, remember, if you still have ties to your husband or wife, and when people get married, the energy comes in and literally spins around them and unites them at a soul level. If you get a divorce and you don't break that, undo that, winding together, you're still kind of dragging them around with you. And Lord knows, I know a ton of people who have done this, still dragging their exes around. I'm one. So I got rid of one.
All
the
of
other
them.
One. Yeah, all right. Well, so we all do struggle just like it's an old friend. And why do it when it lowers our resonance and creates the opposite of what we're wanting to choose, and definitely the opposite of what we want to create? So it should be a fun show. We have a lot of questions tonight. I know the team always tries to address the answers to everyone. And Squirrel, you're going to give us a quick astrology update, and I had one other piece you were going to read that was really good.
Actually, this one just came in from Elizabeth Peru, and she said this is like an important period for the next 24 hours, high energies. Now we get to speak ourselves into being. Don't pull back what you are right now. The sun in particular is shining on your vocal cords. This is a period in which the full force of soul is encouraging and pushing us to shine our communication forth openly and without reservation. And this type of abundant energy doesn't come along every day. So if you are normally shy or reserved about expressing yourself, then use this universal force to help you along in speaking and acting on your views and love on life. So it's time to go for it.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I know. Speak up, right?
Don't we all?
Yeah, that's right. That's your cue, Jackie.
Okay. There was an article in the Huffington Post today. You may or may not have seen it. Thrilled me to no end. UFOs on the moon. And so if you go to HuffingtonPost.com and type in UFOs and moon, it will come up. So this is scientists, astronauts, and YouTube users reporting strange sightings and videos. There's about four videos on the article that you can watch. They are breathtaking. And these are, a lot of them are amateur astrologers or astronomers, but I have to tell you that this stuff really moved me when I saw it. I always get that feeling when it's real. There are a couple of links in there to the International Space Station and also the International Business Times. It's also in there.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Which, yes, I think it's fascinating. And people are claiming they're using telescopes and cameras to reveal the UFOs around the moon. I mean, I love this. And I, you know, Bashar has said it would come in like three different ways where, you know, it just, it would be so blatant that people couldn't deny it. And obviously they're being fairly blatant right now. So,
all right, the quarantine's been lifted, right?
It has. So yes, it has. So let's talk about the reason for this show tonight, because it's actually kind of cute, and I'll keep it brief because we've got a lot to go over. But I was in the middle of a session, and the team, which it often does, will kind of tap me on the shoulder, and which is my sign to pay attention. And so we were talking with somebody who was wanting to end their relationship with struggle, and a lot of the conversation was around the negative ego. And the team said, why don't you get a divorce from struggle and divorce it? And then they went in, launched into this ritual, and it was so powerful, and it made me giggle. Inside, I can't giggle while I'm in channel, but I was just giggling because it was so perfect. And it was also wonderful because we're a very interesting race. And we tend, not everybody, but some people truly do like the power of ritual. And I have done this particular ritual with people who are wanting to cut the ties of old relationships. And when I've done it for them, with them standing in front of it, it has been so powerful that it literally kind of knocks you off your feet. So I know this works. Lazarus.com, I talk about this all the time. I love Lazarus. It's LazArIS.com. He has a brilliant tape, and you can either order the tape or do streaming download so that you can listen to it immediately, called Beyond Struggle, The Magic of Being Good Enough. And this is the description that Lazarus gets, which I give. This is so poignant to me. Struggle, its solution lies in dismantling our sense of undeservability, which is an intricate task. There are conscious waves of undeservability coming from guilt, from things we've been told, from deciding we deserve to struggle because we failed in the past. But there are also subconscious and unconscious waves of undeservability, which Lazarus explores in depth in this tape. Finally, we have a personal core reason why we don't feel deserving, and we have a personal pattern. Lazarus deals with all of this intricacy with astonishing clarity, offering techniques that include shadow work, engaging with the self who loves you, wonderful meditation to help step out of the resonance of undeservability and the struggle it creates. So the tape is between 2.5 and 3 hours. He always has wonderful meditations on them. Whether it's a tape or the download, it's the same thing. I would recommend other of his download/tapes, whichever you prefer, Ending Shame, Ending Guilt, I Deserve, and of course, Working with Your Shadow. And if you just type in the word shadow in the search box, don't put working with, just put shadow. There's another tape that will come up that's, I thought I put it in here, but maybe I didn't. Now also, but just type in shadow on Lazarus's website. Also, there are so many shows in the archives, which are free on our archives, on ET Healing. We began with Shame in February of 2007. There are 5 shows on Shame, and 1 divine dispensation from the team, and the whole hour is the team lifting shame, which is the only way you can do it. And then after those five shows, which take us into, should be March, all the shows after that, or a whole group of them, are on the shadow, working with the shadow. So plenty of material, especially, I know lots of people are working with struggle. It's a difficult one. And it doesn't matter how long you've been doing this stuff, it can come up. You know, I sound like a broken record when I talk about changing your beliefs. But I loved Lazarus's description because it reaches out to talk about the lack of deservability and guilt, you know, undescribable guilt. We were working with somebody today, and she was dealing with these very emotions of lack of deservability and guilt that she couldn't identify, and they went all the way back to Atlantis. So it was sitting in the subconscious, but it was interfering with her current lifetime. And we've run into this a lot with people. So just know if that lingers with you and you don't know why, it's very possible to go back to that lifetime or many others. And rather than spending the rest of your life trying to do past life regressions, this is a lot easier.
Less struggle, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, with less struggle.
Well, do you think that some people just hold on to struggle because it's a familiar pattern? They just kind of go, well, that's kind of, you know, what I...
Their go-to, of course. Of course. But, again, this is part of the shadow work. And shadow work is a spiritual imperative. And that particular tape by Lazarus is so important. It is a spiritual imperative, working with your own shadow. And I don't want to go into too much detail tonight because it's all in the archives, but you came in with a shadow. It's been there to help you to hold all the good and the dark, things that you, anything that took you into overwhelm. But there are also treasures in there, and it can create your responses to things that you don't necessarily understand. Everything weaves together. And I spent nine months in meditation. And I worked every day with different combinations of Lazarus' tapes because I knew that somehow everything wove together. It was so brilliant. Getting to things like blame and shame and the shadow and guilt and, you know, self-esteem, self-worth, deservability, all of these things. And when you weave them together, if you have more than one Lazarus tape, if you weave them together and you do, you know, in that case it was 6-7 hours of tapes, you know, I'm a bit of a nut. I own that. But... But I had died, and I wasn't really capable of doing a lot, and come back, and I was kind of airy-fairy anyway. So I will just say it was the most important 9 months of my life. I can't say I remember anything conscious about it, but I can tell you that it was very important to re-educate myself into a whole different version of me.
Well, Jackie, is there something other than the 9-month plan that you can offer?
Oh yeah, no, you don't have to go that far. I mean, I'm the extremist. Dear God, don't be like me. I always say that to people. You don't want to be me. Okay,
really,
so I'm going to go into channel because we have quite a few questions tonight, and we'll see how many the team can get to. And Squirrel, you're going to have to be the timekeeper because, you know, they don't work under time constraints. We do. So,
okay.
All right. magical ride. All right. Our channel's funny. All right. Good to be with all of you. We had a private thing going on. Good to be with all of you and with you, dear Squirrel, and certainly all of you that are listening out there. And we're always happy to be here. So we think the best thing to do before we get kind of in the middle of all these questions is to talk about the ritual, because it's really, it's very simple, but it's also very profound. We do recommend that you listen to Lazarus' tape if you're going to do struggle in this process. And the person that we talked to about it has worked with Lazarus for 30-something years and has every tape and CD and so on. So it's a little different, all right? So we're going to say to you that do the download or order the tape, whichever, on struggle. The other things you can do as adjuncts, which we would advise that you do, many of you already have shame tapes and things like that, but the shadow tape, or sorry, the struggle tape is very important. Do some journaling beforehand. What am I wanting to divorce? What are the qualities of struggle? And why do I think I do them? All right. This is called processing. Do your processing. All right. If you believe you just jump into a ritual and boom, it's done and you're off. No, it doesn't really quite work that way. Because your mind and your conscious and subconscious need more. They need more. They need more processing. All right? What's been a struggle in your life? How long have you been struggling? What have you been struggling over? And really pay attention to what you write down. You don't need to do it perfectly. Just stream it out of your hands. Just, and then, don't worry about punctuation. Just get it out. Then go back and read it. Spend some time with it. What has looked like struggle in your life? And continues to. Don't worry about processing what's already gone, unless that struggle is still lingering. And then when you really feel that you're ready, really feel that you're ready, I'm ready to. Now, this is not throwing struggle over the banister or anything like that. All right? Yanking struggle out. I'm going to kill struggle. No. All right? Do it lovingly, but with determination, all right, and commitment and will that this is what you choose to do. You'll need a few things. A nice white candle, a chubby one, fairly tall, a ribbon, a wide ribbon, and something that personifies struggle to you. Now, all right, many of you can get awfully creative. And if you're on a budget, do it within your budget. You can take a piece of sheet or a piece of cloth, stuff it all up and draw a face on it, draw a hair on it. You can get real creative and glue stuff that looks like hair on it. Eyes all crunched up and gnarly teeth, wrinkled up. Struggle. And put it, if you wish, over like a Coke can or something, right? So it sits up. And then a picture of you. All right? And you're going to take the ribbon, You're going to tie the ribbon around the picture of you on the one end, circle it around the candle and tie it in the center, and then the other end wrapped around this grotesque kind of, and some of you will be funny, but remember, this is struggle. This is the way you perceive struggle, the darkness of struggle. You might even use a black fabric. And then you light the candle. Right? You could put crystals around it, program them if you wish. This is my night to release struggle, to divorce struggle. And then, all right, read your rambling aloud. You may have cleaned it up a little bit. Read it aloud. You can have other candles around if you want to really create an amazing setting. Whatever makes you feel good. And when you're done reading all the ways that you've struggled, all the guilt, all the shame, I should have known better, I should have done better, I should have been better. I don't know what's wrong with me, why I can't get out of this, etc., etc. You know, pour your heart out. And then make your commitment. I commit in this moment to divorce struggle. I set it free, and I set myself free. And you have a nice pair of scissors there. And you cut the ribbon. All right? You cut the ribbon. Now, for some of you, not all, you're going to want to take this personified struggle out and maybe burn it in the backyard or whatever. Bury it, you know, give it a burial. You may even want to keep it. My ex, you know, your little sign on him, my ex. As a reminder. Now, if you want to use this with people you've been married to and divorced, this works beautifully as well. All right. Only instead of the personified struggle, you would use a picture of them. And go a little further in that you say to them, I thank you for all the years we had. We had a lot of problems. And now I set you free to find love again somewhere else, to find happiness somewhere else. And now I set myself free. Now, people, we can tell you that this is a very powerful ritual, whether you do it with struggle or whether you do it with an ex-partner. Okay. You have questions, dear squirrel. Let's go.
Oh, gosh. We have so many tonight. Okay. My first question comes from Jody. And he writes in, I recently heard an interview with a Russian couple who defy our definition of normal in that they live off of radioactivity. They didn't start out knowing this. They grew up like normal children. The woman of the couple was born in Chernobyl in 1986, same year as the nuclear disaster. Are they defined?
They cleared out all of Chernobyl. Chernobyl was completely blocked off and everybody taken out. Go on.
Okay, I'm not really sure where the source of this information is from.
No, go ahead. All right,
okay,
go ahead.
Are they a sign of the direction that humanity is going? They are having a very hard time in society and have difficulty finding sufficient food sources. But is this a sign for us that our food choices will begin to change? Maybe not to radioactivity, but to something else. And maybe radioactivity isn't the frightening thing it used to be. Jody.
All right. Jody, no. You have to understand that you're going to hear a lot of crazy things on. We don't know where you heard this. We're certain it wasn't on CNN. All right. Now, Chernobyl, after the disaster, was completely cleared out. Completely cleared out. And we can tell you that you cannot live on radioactivity. So this is not an indication of where you're all going. Will there be some changes in food sources? Yes. Especially protein sources. Those are in the future. At least they're in the planning stages. All right, where there will be an opportunity for soulless meat, whether or not it ever hits the market, we don't know. But we will say this, that, all right, remember that you choose your reality, align yourself with a version of Earth where this is not a reality. And we want to say to everyone, be very careful as you listen to things, all right, to really check in for yourselves, all right, at the possibilities of these things. They sound sensationalistic. Some things are, and some things are not. This is not what we would call anything realistic, all right? So, excuse us, the channel's losing her voice. We would just say that, no, it's not anything you have to worry about, and there will be help that will arrive to help you, and there's help now, all right? Guidance to many scientists coming directly to them to help them deal with nuclear waste and many other things that will become issues, but not anything you have to deal with, Judy. All right. Thank you for your question, dear one. Next, squirrel.
Yes, the next question is from Arjan in the Netherlands. And he asks, first, what are my emotional issues at the moment? And second, if possible, can blame go into martyr? Is this a cause-effect relationship?
Okay, all right. Arjan. Feeling powerful for you is one of your major emotional issues, and not feeling like a victim or feeling constricted in your life by outside circumstances. Feeling as though you can change your life and that you are powerful enough and you are strong enough, these are core issues for you still. Also, feeling like you're not enough, all right? Not good enough. All right. Very big issues for you. And again, we would recommend, all right, the Lazarus website we gave earlier, LAZARIS.com. This one, very, very good for you. All right, there's a wonderful tape that Lazarus has brought in called Stop Feeling Not Good Enough. We'd highly recommend that you go to the website and order it in whatever fashion you prefer. All right, second question.
Actually, this is our third.
We're on the second question, the second part of his question.
Oh, I'm the second part. That's right. The blame can go into martyr. Is this a cause-effect relationship?
Well, we wouldn't get into cause and effect here. We'd simply get into that if you're out there blaming, blame is bigger than martyr, than victim, than anything. It weaves into every aspect. Every aspect of everything. It's an insidious gas. We've talked about this before. It will permeate everything in your life. So we recommend that you stay away from blame. As a race, as a race, humans blame. It starts when they're very, very, very young. They learn that if they blame it on somebody else, they're not going to get in trouble. So they're programmed very young, all right? In day school and nursery school, he did it, she did it, I didn't do it, all right? And then the blame twist, all right? It's their fault. They did it to me. That person outside of myself messed up my life. And what is the normal place for that to go? Victim and martyr. I'm a victim of this circumstance. I'm a victim of this person. Therefore, my life is shattered. And I can't change it. And you're stuck. And you are stuck. So would you call it cause and effect? Not necessarily, dear. Every one of you are going to bring in different elements to it. It is a partial effect, yes. It's not the totality of it with blame. Blame is much bigger than you realize. And it seals you to the past and keeps you from moving forward, from taking your power, from taking responsibility for creating your reality or allowing it. We would recommend that you go in and do some re-scripting. Go back in meditation to the experience. Take your power from them. Whatever it is, overcome the situation in your meditation. Or have some superhero show up and do it for you. Or some angel or an ET, whatever you want to use, but re-script it. Literally edit the film. Okay, again, we thank you for your question, dear one. Next question, Squirrel.
May I ask, would it be possible to use, the struggle ritual for blame or martyr?
We would say you could use it for anything if you so desire.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
But do the processing.
Right, of course.
Make the choice along with the ritual. Take responsibility. You know, when you get a divorce, you're on your own. Aren't you? Which means you have to take responsibility for your life. Because you don't have anybody to blame anymore. The whole purpose of doing it is to cut that cord so that you're not connected to that person through struggle, through blame, through whatever. And Arjun, you had quite a situation years ago. And if you want, you can take the perpetrators and make separate things representing each perpetrator and do the ritual. But also forgive them. If you don't forgive them, it's not going to work. And forgive yourself for creating or allowing the situation. That's a difficult one for lots of people to understand. Go ahead, Squirrel. Next
Thank
question.
You for that. Okay, yes. This question is from Aisa, and she says, "Dear team, you have given me the best week of my entire life. Experiencing your presence has been the most amazing gift. Thank you for showing me that life on this planet can and will be great. Yesterday, I felt you were working on my brain quite intensively, and I started feeling the results later in the day. It was so powerful. I felt both sides of my brain starting to wake up. What type of technology do you use for brain stimulation? I am so curious. How can I work with you to make the most out of our interactions? You are so subtle in your kindness, it leaves me wanting more. Is it possible to achieve complete integration of all organs in the body in a sustainable way? For instance, there seems to be a constant struggle between the digestive system and the brain. I have eating in the brain problem, but I don't know. Anyway, good question. Lots of good questions.
All right. Aisa. The reason that there's a lot of work going on for you right now, dear, is because there is a problem between the brain and the digestive system. And it's your ability to digest life, which begins in the brain and shows up in the digestive system. We hope you understand what we're saying here, and for all of you. For all of you, this is a very important factor. Okay? Yes, we do a lot of work. The technology, dear one, you would not even be able to come close to understanding. So just allow it to happen. Your gratitude is certainly enough for us. We love you, and therefore it's easy for us to work with those who are willing and open and accepting and vulnerable, not pitiful. There's a difference. Now, Aisa, you've had a great deal of difficulty adapting to Earth, adapting to life. It's been a very long-term struggle for you, dear one. Now, for those of you who are wanting to know about more of the technology, during the session at the end, and the channel's instructing this, the brain scan is brought in, and the brain scan does a number of things, but it also levels out the brain waves for those that are too fast and those that are too slow, creating more integration, a better ability to communicate right and left hemispheres. There's so much involved. We want you also to know, everyone, that each one of you will experience this differently. Aisa happens to be very open, and so she is able to see and feel. Not everyone does, all right? There are some that will call up and say, oh, I've got a hell of a headache. Why do I have a headache today? It's the day of my session. Well, because you've had a visit the night before. And until you have the session with the channel and ourselves, you're going to feel like you've got a funny headache. We had someone today who said, you know, I had a running headache after the last session. It would go from my parietal lobes to my temporal lobes to, you know, to my hypothalamus to my limbic brain. And of course, these are all the things that the channel does, and that's why she felt like it was traveling. It was activating and activating and activating, all right? And she waited 2 weeks to write and ask for assistance. We don't want you walking around with terrible headaches, especially since these are very different headaches. And there are always a possibility of getting them because you're opening up at an accelerated rate. Squirrel, did we explain that adequately for your people?
Yes, that was wonderful. Okay, next question.
Yes.
this one is from Christopher, and he writes, "Dear team, struggle of any kind can be painful for me, physically, mentally, emotionally. I am aware today that this reality has led me up the wrong path. I am also aware that I create my own reality. I would have divorced myself a long time ago, and that stemmed from the chaos I created on a daily basis. That reality I once lived in has changed. The chaos is not welcome anymore. Don't get me wrong, I can still struggle, but I know today that the struggle is within me and it has nothing to do with anybody else. So I would like to thank the team for their ongoing support. It has helped me wake up. Kind regards, Christopher."
Oh, Christopher, thank you. Christopher, you made a very good point that the struggle is within you. And if the struggle is within you, it will be reflected outside of you. Now, our channel is going through a very big move right now. We're attempting to. And it's been very interesting for her to realize how quickly things manifest if she allows herself to go into struggle, which she's done a good job of lately, going into it, not avoiding it. Now, the moment she does that, it comes back at her with convoluted results in her forward motion. This complication, that complication, every time she goes to the fact this is going to be hard to do. Now, we want to warn everyone listening to the show, whether tonight or in the archive. Your thoughts are manifesting, showing up in your realities very quickly now. Now, you used to be able to, lots of lag time, and you could think about it, and, I hate that person, or, this is so terrible, and they did that to me. Wouldn't show up for a while, but it's showing up very quickly now. Pay attention that you don't have a lot of lag time. The moment you get into that place of feeling victimized, all these things that create struggle, by the way, all of them, guilty, this, that, and the other, it's going to come right back at you, be reflected back at you, with more reasons to feel it, the struggle. So we promise you, this is a time when you want to be very conscious of placing blame, of your shadow, all right? Of guilt, which is not a real emotion, it's a manipulation. You even manipulate yourself when you feel guilty. So, and going into victim and martyr, oh goodness sakes, all you do is attract more reasons to feel it. Same thing with struggle. The other day, the channel felt that someone had not done what they were supposed to do and it was expensive to her. And it just bothered her. She was awake half the night. Well, this is just not right. And so the next morning, she got up. And within a matter of moments, problems came at her. And she went, oh, no. I've done it now. I have no one to blame but me. I know better than to do this. And immediately, she turned it around. She did some real fast processing. But the temptation is still there. Be aware of that. You, dear Christopher, have made quantum leaps in your growth, in taking responsibility, in stepping into your will, in your gratitude. We are so happy for you. We love you, dear one. So we enjoy it when you contribute. Very much. All right. Thank you, Christopher, for sending in your question. Next.
Yes. This question is from Rick in Tallahassee, Florida. And he writes, for me, this is not about struggling. Since December 21st, I've been hearing people say how much more energy they have. I, however, have been feeling totally drained, very little energy, with little to no motivation to continue. I've been meditating for at least an hour every day for 40 years. Part of me is now wondering why. What good has it done for the planet and humanity? I have felt an inner peace from the techniques, but I guess I was hoping to see something more substantial on a larger scale. Any suggestions, insights, or experiences would be greatly appreciated. Bless your hearts and be in peace.
Oh, Rick, well, you leave big gaps in this comment. And it's good to hear from you, dear one. Meditating is wonderful, and we recommend that you meditate for you to get yourself out of the mental chatter that can go on. Guided meditations, and we would say to you this, if you meditate for an hour every day, why don't you do this? Why don't you do some guided meditation on some days and then do what you normally do, your own form of meditation, whatever that may be. Whatever that may be. We don't know. You don't say what kind of meditation you're doing. But we would recommend that you, if you're going to commit that hour every day, decide what you want to work on and meditate with something that can guide you to healings and openings in the areas where you want to excel. Now, you made a statement. Why have I done it? It didn't create any change on the planet. You're absolutely wrong. If you are in a state of love and you're actively sending love into the places of the planet or to all of humanity or wherever you're directing that, it's very helpful. And from our perspective, when you're in those ecstatic states, you radiate out like a beacon of light. Don't ever think that what you're doing is not beneficial. That's not the case. Now, maybe you've outgrown it. You need to go further. At BBS Radio, on in the archives, is the chakra activation technique. We're sorry, we don't know what month it's in. We think it's either June or October of last year, somewhere in there, maybe June. That's a lovely one to work with because it opens the metatronic channels, the God mind. But alternate. Find areas that you really want to excel in and do guided meditations from whoever you feel is beneficial for you. And again, we don't know what kind of meditation you are doing. Every loving act that any of you make is powerful. Everything that you overcome is powerful. You're doing it for you, for the whole. You're not separate people. You're all connected. You're all one, really. Don't lose heart, Rick. If you're feeling drained, again, we're going to recommend the chakra activation. It will wire you right up, and you'll feel fully charged, and you may not want to do the other meditative process if you do this for, it takes a while to get it down pat, and then you can do it without listening, but you can download it from PBS Archives for ET Healing. onto your iPod or whatever. We guide you through it. The whole program is just us taking you through the chakra activations. You could say we can hear you now. Well, I've worked with chakras for years. This is different. We promise you. We promise you. It will energize you like you can't imagine. Especially now. Know that we love you, dear one. Thank you, Rick. You have another one, Squirrel.
I see two, but I think we only have time for one more. And
all
this
right.
question is from Rachel, also in Tallahassee, and she writes, my question has to do with this feeling of anguish I've been going through. I've been going through a lot of struggle, and it feels as though it is never ending. I'm feeling hopeless, like there's no looking back at the past, but the future seems so much worse than what I planned for. I haven't been paying attention to the signs, and I've missed the opportunities, and now I'm just a hopeless case. I've been diagnosed with mental illness, and I refuse to take medication, and I once had goals and dreams, but now they're still there, but my motivation and focus was lost in some painful experience, and now I am lost. Please help. Thank you.
All right, Rachel. You say something that's very profound, which is hopeless. Hopelessness will kill you. We don't want to see you do that to yourself. If there are medications that have been recommended for you, and we understand the conflict that many of you have with medications, with allopathic medicine. But we want you to understand it's not all bad. We would recommend that you partake of some form of this medication. And again, be very careful here when you're dealing with these kinds of prescriptions, as it applies to, don't be substituting herbs. We have somebody right now who's a mess because they did that. It's important that you have trust that they will bring you back up to out of hopelessness so that from that place, you see the possibilities of creating a whole new life for yourself. Where you are now is down here looking up, and it's too far up to get there. There are some medications that will help you get up there. Bless them when you take them. It's not failure to do so. Now, specifically for you, all right. You may send your name, address, date of birth. To us through the channel, specifically requesting help with the name of your diagnosis, etc. And we will work with you, but with some of these chemical imbalances in the brain, it is most helpful. And we can tell by looking at you, dear one, it's critical now that you get on these medications so that you can see the world filled with possibilities instead of hopeless.
And I think we're going to have to say goodnight.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No problem. All right, dear ones. Oh, it's been fun tonight. You keep sending in questions. We'd love to work with them. And we would love to work with all of you tonight around struggle. Now, how is that going to show up in your life? We're not going to fix it for you because that's not our job to fix it. But to help insights pop into your mind, oh gosh, I don't feel like I deserve, or I feel shame, or I'm giving you immediate direction. This is where I need to focus. This is a piece of the big piece of what I'm missing here. A big piece. And if you This show will be up in the archives. You can listen to it again. Very important. All right? We want to work with you. We love you all. And anyone that listens to the archives, the same thing. Merely call us in when you go to bed. I am willing to be loved. And I ask for assistance to be directed to exactly the right things that will help me give up struggle and know how to process the things that have held me back. Dear ones, we love you so much. You're doing beautifully. We look forward to spending this time with you and with you, dear Squirrel. We thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank
you so
much.
You're such a wonderful addition. We love you very much.
I love you.
And until we speak with all of you again, in this format, know that you are loved beyond what you can imagine. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay. Are we on? We're off? We're on.
I don't know. I think
okay.
We're on. We started late and we lost
Okay. All right. I don't think it was. Okay. Good night, everybody. We love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. We may already be off the air. Good night. Talk to you next week.
Good night, Jackie. Love you.
Love you, honey.